used to be afraid.
Have you had that? Would you say that? You think?
Well, I used to be afraid. Yes.
Okay, and that's normal speech for you. Okay.
I learned nothing wasn't gonna bother me.
Why? They caught you in the dark. They turned you loose. Daylight when
that's
they saw
right
you.
Or before when.
Somebody you can't joke with without losing his temper. You say he's mighty.
Touch it.
Yeah. And if somebody loses his temper when the least little thing goes wrong, he's awfully.
Hard to get along with.
Right. Or cranky. Would you say that?
Yes.
I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get
mad.
If he's of bad temper all the time, he's.
He's hard to get along with.
Yeah. Somebody's about to lose his temper. You tell him, well, just.
Just wait a minute.
Just, yeah. In a burning building with many people in it, someone might say, keep blank and we'll get you out
of. Keep quiet and we'll get you out.
Get you out all right. All right. If you have been working very hard, you say you're very.
Tired.
And if you're very, very tired, you say you're all.
Give out.
Right. And after, if you use. Let's see. I'm completely. You might use the expression. I'm completely.
Give out.
Give out.
Exhausted.
How about worn out?
I'm completely worn out.
Do you say that?
Yeah, that's a good word.
And you'd use that. Uh-huh. I hope that's legitimate for me to just tell you like that. I told you, but you always answer it, and sometimes you said no. What do you want? You don't get
I'm gonna pull the shade down out of your eyes. That's
the one, yeah. That's got it. It's not bothering you on the other side over there?
Mm-hmm. That's good.
So the fact that you're honest and you're telling me, if I happen to ask you and you say no, I never heard that. Well, they can judge accordingly then, can't they? If they want to. Okay. If a person has been quite well and you hear that suddenly they have been some disease, you say, last night she
was okay.
Well, but then she got.
Sick.
What?
She got just took sick all at once.
She took sick all at once. If she's sick today and it started last Sunday, you say, last Sunday she
was just fine.
But then after that you heard she
was sick.
All right. He came home early from school because he blank. He again.
Because he had a headache.
And you hear somebody's in the hospital and you say, well, he's looking fine yesterday. When was
what
it?
What happened to him?
When was it that he?
That's it.
Right. But she'll be up and again by
talking about a few days.
Right. But you don't have to worry, he'll be well again.
Come on in.
He'll be well again what?
In a few days.
Right. And if a person
come on in,
maybe.
Oh.
No. If a person sat in a drought and began to cough, you'd say last night he
was all right.
He's taking a cold. That's what they wanted you to say. Mm-hmm. If a man was out in the heavy rain yesterday and didn't change his clothes when he came in, and today he's going around sniffing and sneezing, what happened to him in the rain?
He got a cold.
Right. Right, he got a cold. If it affected his voice, he's...
hoarse.
Right.
Sore throat.
You know why he's hoarse, don't you?
Because he got wet.
Because he got a little cold.
Cold.
If he has a... what do you call that?
A hacking cough.
That's the word, cough. I better go to bed now. I'm feeling a little...
tired and sleepy.
Right. And what else besides sleepy?
Give out.
Well, there's another word besides sleepy that you might learn. Not snoring, but...
I'm sleepy.
But what? There's another word besides sleeping that you're going to... He's a...
Lay down, rest.
He's lazy. Drowsy was the word I was trying to get.
Drowsy?
Would you say drowsy?
Drowsy? I don't know. That's the word I don't use much.
You haven't used that much, right? We tell that fellow to listen to this.
Yeah.
Okay, now, you're trying to get someone up in the morning.
Did y'all get
I didn't.